Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bopped, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back. Of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I've stayed up, thought up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ.
With me, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's pray together. Father, as we begin this Memorial Day service here today, we have gathered together in Your name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the greatest warrior there ever was. We're not here, Lord, to play church. We're not here to play religion. We are here to come in contact with Almighty God, as our theme for this year is, that I might know You and the power of Your resurrection and the fellowship of Your suffering, that I might attain to that for which I have been adopted, I have been acquired, I have been redeemed. We are here, brothers and sisters of the great God and Father Jehovah, sons and daughters. We are here as ambassadors of the cross, as joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our King of Kings, our Prince of Peace, and the head of the church by which we live every day. We lift our hands to you. We give you honor. We give you glory, and we give you praise. We know that it is by your blood, Jesus, that we have access to anything. We know that it's our faith in your grace that makes it all available. We've availed ourselves to it, and now we receive your blessing in the name of Jesus. I declare blessing in the lives of every person that is listening today, whether they're here with us in the building or somewhere on some audio recorded device in the future. May the manifest presence of our God change their lives forever. I pray this in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that all across America this weekend, people are remembering that freedom is not free, that there's a price that has been paid, and that we as Americans are honoring those who have served and laid down their life. We know you're the one that taught us there is no greater love than a man should lay down his life for a friend, and we receive that. We thank you, Jesus, you laid your life down, and we thank you that there are brave men and women willing to do the same in this day. We declare over America, Jesus is Lord of America. We declare, God bless America again. We declare, like those who have on the beginning of the first service on the East Coast to the last service that will be had in the islands of the Pacific, that this is a nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We declare it like our founding fathers did so many years ago. We pray your blessing, Lord, on those that are fighting for our freedoms around the world, wherever they are. We heard that today there was a hailstorm in Afghanistan. I bind you, foul weather. You cannot destroy the work of our men and women around the world. We bind your effect in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare our men and women will be faithful to their duty. They'll do it with excellence and boldness and courage, Lord. We thank you for it, Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those that have come home wounded in their body or in their spirit, in their soul. We declare healing, the healing power of God, the healing balm of Gilead we've been given to administer, and we administer it right now in the name of Jesus. We declare for everyone that's shall be comforted. Comfort be to those families who have lost a loved one. We declare this in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for wisdom with our leaders. Every one of them. From the President of the United States down through our officers and then our non-commissioned officers, our platoon leaders, Lord, in Jesus' name, give them wisdom, knowledge and understanding, and as we pray so often, bring our troops home now. We pray this in your mighty name. In your mighty name. Lord, you're going to do great things today through this gathering of believers. Through everyone that is sitting here. Through everyone that has ever put their faith with us to help us get accomplished what you've called us to do. I pray your blessing in their life. I pray the mercy of God will be in their life. Your grace will be with them. They will triumph and overcome. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have your way here, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus, that once and for all, you paid the price. We receive that work that you did for us by faith through your grace and all of its power and glory and strength in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't just die, but that you rose again. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't just rise again, but you ascended to heaven and you're seated at the right hand of the Father. And then you sent the Holy Spirit to come and live with us. Our helper, our comforter, the one that works alongside of us. Holy Spirit, have your way here, we pray. and in this day. And then thank you, Lord, for the great men and women that have all through history have brought your word to us. We receive it in our lives. We receive your blessing, your strength, your guidance that has come down through history and all we've learned. May we take what they've taught us, Lord, and do greater things. You said it. These things and greater will you do in my name, because you send us the Holy Spirit and we receive it right now. Show us the greater, Lord. Help us do the greater. Not so we'll be great, but that your name will be great on this earth, right here in West Branch and around the world, wherever you send us. We pray this in Jesus' name, according to your holy word, according to and by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Somebody shout hallelujah or something. Hallelujah or something. Amen. How many can tell God's doing something big right here? Aren't you glad? I am. I'm glad he's doing something big. I'll tell you what. How many of you are like me? It doesn't matter what God's doing. I want to be right in the middle of whatever it is. Amen? It doesn't matter to me what he's doing. It doesn't matter. I just want to be in the middle of what he's doing. I want to be right in the middle of where God is moving. I don't want to go off over here and say, hey, Lord, I'm over here moving. Can you be with me? No, I want to be right here where God is and what he's doing, so that his blessing will be manifest on us every day. Amen. Hey, Moses said to the children of Israel, Moses said to God, when God said go up, Moses said, are you going with me? Because I ain't going if you ain't going. Can I get an amen from you? How many ever found yourself out somewhere where God wasn't, it was just a good idea and you was out there doing it? Lord have mercy. That is the most frustrating, confusing, misunderstood. That is the most, that's a good way to put it. Just everybody go, ugh. I remember a few times in my life where I was just, ugh. And I looked at it and I was like, one time I made a year commitment. How many know a year commitment's a long time for, ugh. But it didn't take but 364 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes to be out the door and on to the next thing, because I'd already had a plan. We wasn't going through any more ugh in our lives. Can I get an amen from you? Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, Andrew, this service is going to continually be this way. Let's go right now to our worship. We're going to preempt our confession, because I've opened up the phone lines at 3:30 for Gold Star families to call and to begin to tell us about their loved one who was killed in action, and I want to have all the time we need for them. How's that sound to you? So let's go to our worship. We got to worship the Lord a little bit, don't we? Yes, we do. Here we go. First one is all things are possible. Remember, we don't have boring church here. If you're not clapping or smiling, the person next to you is likely to reach out and touch you, you know, like AT&T.
Your praise is always on my lips. Your word is
My life, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my family, in my finances, in every relationship, I need your help, Lord. According to the word of God, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, the right living ones, run in and they are saved. And I receive it in my life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, somebody shout hallelujah, glory, or something. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give three people next to you a high five and tell them I love you, God loves you, and you are winning. Because that's what goes on in this gathering of believers. Those of you that are at home listening to us by the computer or your phone, give somebody across the room from you a high five. Tell them, I love you, God loves you, and you are winning. Now, I want to say while we're getting everybody seated here in the building, if you're a Gold Star family and you've called in to share about your son or your daughter, your family member, make sure you click 1 on your keypad so that we know you are there. Otherwise, we won't know you're there. We got to have you click the 1 on your keypad. And that lets us know that you are there, and then our operator will come on and talk to you and get your name from you and all that. And we welcome you to our Memorial Day program. We love the troops around here. Amen? I think everybody ought to be able to say they love the troops. Because if you don't, it's going to be rough for you, because they're the ones that defend this Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's a good thing, and we thank the Lord for that. And I've talked to a couple of Gold Star families today that I'm close to and said thank you. And how many got to hear the radio program this morning? Was that awesome or what? That was great this morning. not awesome because we did something great or we're awesome. It's just that everything God gave us just made it just fall together just perfectly. And we may even play that at the end of the service here. We'll see how this goes. But let's receive our tithes and offerings right now, because that's what we do this time every week. So those of you that are, you know, you're part of the family here, you know what we do. We bring our offerings up, and we have a good time fellowshipping and worshiping with the Lord. Let's give you a few quick scriptures. You ready? No reference. According to the Bible, you're supposed to hide the word where? Oh, I thought you were supposed to hide it in your wife's handbag. That's where I always hide my Bible, is in my wife's handbag, because it's bigger than my wallet, you know. Once I get as advanced as my son-in-law and my son, I'll carry it on my phone and be able to use it. But right now, thank God for a good wife. Amen. Amen. So let's receive our tithes and offerings. Stand together with me. Who's the tithe belong to? Amen. How much is your offering? As you decide in your own heart. And that's going to be the offering that you give. Amen. Hold your offering items up and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive these tithes and offerings from your people. According to what you've said, Lord. Not according to any man. Not according to our desire or anything else, but what you said. Bless each who give. Bless their lives, their families, their jobs, their businesses, their professions. We bless them in the name of Jesus. And we ask for your blessing now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's give to the Lord. Enjoy this offering song. Those of you that are calling in will be with you in about 3 minutes. Sit tight with us. All right, I hope you enjoyed that offering song. Same offering song every week, but I'm starting to like it more and more. Say it, I'm not giving up on God. Not giving up on God. Some people gave up on the song a while ago, but they haven't given up on God. Okay, so we've got our first caller for this Memorial Day program. Good afternoon, Nicole.
Yep.
Are you with us?
Yep, sir.
Okay, we can hear you. Go ahead and tell us about your hero.
My hero's name is PFC, Private First Class, Mark Farbrut. He was killed in action on October 14th of 2004.
All right. Anything special about him you want us to know?
He was a very outgoing person and loved his family dearly.
That's awesome. And we say thank you for your service to our country. Can I say a prayer with you?
Yes, sir.
Let's pray. Father, I pray for your blessing in this family's life. What a price that they have paid for us, that we could have freedom. We ask you now, Lord, for your blessing. You promised that blessed are they that mourn, for they'll be comforted. And I speak that comfort to them and to their family. I say it now in the name of Jesus. May doors open. May favor come to them. May the blessing of God be theirs for their service that they've rendered so selflessly. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus and for your glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thanks for being a part of our program.
Thank you.
If you know other Gold Star families that would like to share their family, then please share this with us, with them, and tell them to come by.
I will do so. Thank you very much.
Yes. God bless you, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And this is one of the families that was before my time in the Patriot Guard, and so I think it's great that God's opened that door for us to be able to be there. Now, our scripture verse for this year, for this service today, is found. Grab your Bibles and turn over there with me, because what we do on purpose. We are a ministry. And so I want you to go to John chapter 15, verse number 13. And, of course, when you get there, you'll know it. And anyone that's listening will also know it. And you'll know this verse because it's used many times about those who serve. Remember, Memorial Day is not about those that are serving today. That's Veterans Day. That's our Troops and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is about those who have given of their life and laid it down so that we can have our freedoms that we enjoy today. And so, you know, that's what today is all about. Now, for those of you that are listening by the radio or by internet, by your telephone, if you dial 718-766-4744, push 1 on your dial pad, tell us your name and the name of your warrior. We'd be glad to have you speak their name out loud and tell us about them, because we want to remember their service. Now, John chapter 15, verse 13 reads, "Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends." Of course, John chapter 15, we know this is the teaching that Jesus gave about he's the vine and we're the branches, and that we cannot abide without the vine. And, Pastor, how does that have anything to do with the troops? Well, the truth is found in this verse. Many verses in the Word of God have a double meaning to them. Of course, this is speaking about Jesus, that he would lay down his life for you and I. That is the greatest sign of sacrifice anybody will ever give. Only two defining forces have ever been willing to give their life for you. The first was Jesus Christ. He did that before the foundations of the world. Can somebody say amen to that? That plan was already in place. He has done the work. All we've got to do is avail ourselves to it. The second was the American soldiers who have decided to lay their life on the line and to make a declaration that they'll defend this nation under God and keep liberty and justice for all always on our shores. Now, I brought with me the oath that they swear to, and I'm going to read that to us now. This is what they would say. I, then they would give their name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. Everybody say, I'm a citizen. Help me do my part of defending this country, this Constitution, so help me God. Folks, you and I have got to do our part just as much as the troops are doing their part. Amen. Hey, man, there's been times that the votes didn't get back for the troops. You and I had better be voting and better be doing our part to stand up and elect good officials, elect good judges and lawyers and the rest of that in our local communities so we'll always have liberty and justice in the street. Can I get an amen from you? Well, Jesus taught that there is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his friends. Think about the American troop. All through our history, we have continually gone to nations where there was no peace. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. One of the assignments given to us by God for the great United States of America was that we would be the peacemakers. We accepted that assignment willingly and have always been a peacemaker wherever it's been needed. And there's been times we've taken out some very severe enemies on this earth that would destroy liberty and justice for all. No one will forget the millions of Jews that were killed in the Holocaust. No one will. No one will forget that. And down through history, as wicked leaders have been moved into power and they kill their people and their nations, it's wicked, folks. And God always needs someone that'll stand up and be peacemaker. And thank God that that's the United States of America. You know, I don't want our troops going around the world. But that verse says there's no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. And what greater love that he would do it for someone he doesn't even know. Think about it. Jesus didn't know you or I as that we were here. Before the foundation of the earth, he saw it. He gave his life. And our troops, many of them joined because they believed in the military. Many of them joined because they felt like it would be a good career to them. Many of them joined because they would get a good college education. And they believed in defending our Constitution. And then they were sent off to war. And they've given their life. And we appreciate that from them. I want to remind our listeners again today that if you are a Gold Star family and you would like to share the name of your loved one on our program today, we're giving you the first place here. And we'll stop anytime I'm speaking and allow you to tell the name and rank and the date that they were killed in action and say something about your family. We want you to be a part of it. Dial 718-766-4744 and then push the 1 on your dial pad or we won't know that you're in our queue waiting for us to talk to you. 718-766-4744 and push the 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know that you're in the queue. Now, how many enjoying your weekend off, your weekend? Anybody enjoying this weekend? Didn't we have a good time yesterday at our Memorial Day picnic? We did. We actually had a great time yesterday. We had so much fun until we started playing a game, and, you know, then competition always sets in. And we found that Pam was going to be a very amazing competitor, you know, and Alicia, you know, they were getting to be tough to have a victory for the men of the church. But Rob and I overcame. We overcame. And then you wouldn't want to say that you beat your wife, or that's a bad way to say it. How many know the English sometimes comes really short of actuality of what it means, right? We won the game. That's what we say. And then the winners decided to play Brother Cal and Sister Len, and they just stomped us severely until the mosquitoes got so thick that we had to finally quit. So those of you that weren't here, we had a wonderful time with Brother Phil's house, fellowshipping together. Amen? How many love fellowship? I love fellowship. God's not just about church and reading the Bible and study. God's about every area of your life. And at this point in our life, he was about that. And we had a great time. Those of you that are close to West Branch and you ever want to come out and be with us, make sure you do, because we always have a good time whatever we do. This coming Saturday, we'll have men's breakfast at Ponderosa in West Branch. 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Ponderosa in West Branch on Saturday, June the 1st. Anybody know where May went? In a rainstorm somewhere, didn't it? Amen. So let's get back to our troops. You know, we had, I talked with several Gold Star families already this morning and invited them to be a part. And as you heard on our radio program, which we'll probably play a little later on, we gave them time to share about their loved one. And, you know, I've met many of these families. I was honored to meet them in the last 6 years of my life. And they've become some of the very best friends I have. And I'm honored to have them as my friend and to stand alongside of them as they fight the battles of life, as this tragedy has come to them, and then be able to be the one that's alongside of them, helping them to be able to stand and to be able to make it. If you guys would, can you please call the Welches in Oregon again? Thank you. And you know, what an opportunity to be a blessing. I want to say this to anyone that's listening. Not every community has a fallen soldier that lived in that community. But if you do have one, you remember it, you know, in the last 6-7 years, or maybe you remember them from Vietnam or Desert Storm or something, never forget that that family is still paying the price for freedom today. Right? That's one of the amazing facts about what happens when one of our troops is killed in action. Because they signed up to serve and they were willing to do it. And then when they have to give their life, it is our duty to make sure that they're taken care of for the rest of their life. Because they pay a price every single day for our freedom that you and I, unless you have that pain, don't have to pay. Call the Welches in Oregon too, please. Are you with me? Pause for a minute, guys. Got to get with the switchboard back there. There we go. And what an honor to be able to meet them. Now listen, not every Gold Star family wants you in their life. Let's give people a little understanding here. So you should never force your way into someone's life. Is that the case in anything we do? Hey, don't ever force yourself into someone's life. But if you find out where they live, you can get the address of where they live, and then you can send them a card or a letter at that time that says thank you for your service, and you can be a blessing. Anything wrong with sending them a gas card or a gift card to your local restaurant or something and saying this is my way of honoring you for your service to our country? I know right here in our own community, we have a Gold Star family here. One of the first, in the beginning, one of the young men that were killed in action, his parents live right here His father lives right here in West Branch, and I see him often. And every time I see him, I ask him, what can I do to help you? How can I be a blessing to you so that you can honor your son? And God being my help, we'll continually be able to do that. These people that I know, I talk to on the phone, we're always looking for ways to help them and be a blessing to them and help them continually do the work that they do, because the rest of their life will be spent honoring their loved one and remembering the price that has been paid. Is that a good thing? Good thing, amen. Now, let's grab another verse of scripture. Do you want to do that? Pastor, I thought this is supposed to be about the troops. It is. I got to get some more of you to call in. And I understand this thing about today. In Gold Star family's life, Memorial Day weekend is a very busy weekend. Yesterday, Brother John Ellsworth, Gold Star father for Lance Corporal Justin Ellsworth, who we'll hear from a little bit later. He was giving a speech down in Lansing, and then today he's in Coleman. They've got a really big concert happening in Coleman by the Coleman War Memorial. If you ever get to Coleman, Michigan, or get close, make sure you pull in there. Coleman's just a little burg, but they've got one of the most beautiful memorials you'll ever see in Michigan, and put together by the community, and they've done an amazing job there. And so I just encourage you, if you get to Coleman, make sure you stop by that memorial and take a look. And that's where Brother John is today, there, and he's got his Gold Star Registry, where gives the families the opportunity to tell the story of their loved one. And, they're wonderful people. John and Debbie are wonderful people. Are you ready? Did I give you that reference? Go with me to Romans chapter 13. I love the word. Romans chapter 13. Well, Pastor, I didn't know that there was stuff in the Bible and in church about honoring our troops. Sure there is. That's where honor comes from. You don't have honor unless you truly know God. Let's go to verse number 7. Render therefore to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Customs to whom customs are due. Fear to whom fear is due. And honor to whom honor is due. All right. You know, God had to bring up taxes. Right? But according to what that says, it says to give taxes to those that are due. Right? And if they've given you a way not to have to pay the tax because you invested, made an expense, don't pay them any more than what they're due. I don't want you to evade the taxes, but hey, don't give them any more than what they're due. Well, then customs to whom customs are due. If you go across the border from Michigan into Canada, you're going to pay customs. If you're taking something commercial, that's just normal. Fear to whom fear is due. I think that would need to really be respect is the right word there. And then honor to whom honor is due. Those who've laid their life on the line, are they worthy of the honor that you and I can give to them? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Most of our troops who have come home from battle, they don't really want you to worship them. They appreciate it when you thank them. And those who've given their life are worthy of having a monument built that has their name, so their name is forever remembered. How many have ever been to Washington, D.C.? If you've never been there, get there and go see the Lincoln Memorial. It's huge. It's massive. It's beautiful. Abe Lincoln sitting up there on that big chair. It's just, as soon as you walk in the building and you see that, respect and honor comes on you just like that because of how it's built. The Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Memorial, Arlington National Cemetery. It's worth it to take a trip to Washington, D.C. for a whole day just to see the Arlington National Cemetery because of the beauty and the honor
that is there. And that's what those memorials are about. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial is absolutely amazing. It's nothing more than a wall with the names. But the men who created it with the greatest of honor. And therefore, when you walk up to it, you can feel that honor. That whole area becomes hush. It becomes filled with honor. The spirit of honor shows up. And it's there. The Korean War Veteran Memorial that is there, just off from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Beautiful memorial. And when you walk up, you can see them in the jungle. It's very interesting how it's there. You go on down a ways, and just before the Washington Monument is the World War II Memorial. One of the most beautiful, amazing memorials that you'll see in our great capital. For the last, I think it's about 8 years now, six, 8 years, there's an organization that has continually taken our World War II veterans there. It's called the Honor Flight, and in a community, people will raise money, and they'll fly our World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for a day, take them to the monument, that memorial, in honor of their service, take care of them all day, fly them home, and do it all within 24 hours. It is absolutely amazing, and those mighty warriors that have fought those enemies in Europe and all across the world, they come on there with their canes in the morning. It's usually 5 o'clock in the morning when they leave Michigan. They'll be all bent over walking, and when they come off that plane at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, their heads up, their chest is out. Even if they're riding in a wheelchair, it changed their life because they received the honor that was due them for fighting these horrible enemies that's there. That's right there in Washington, D.C. If you get there, take your camera, have your storage card empty because you'll take lots of pictures, I guarantee it. And it'll be an honorable thing. We got another caller yet, Andrew? If you have called in and you're a Gold Star family and you want to share about your family member, please be sure that you press the 1 on your dial pad so that we can see you in our queue and we know that you're there. 718-766-4744. And if you're just calling to hear the honor and receive that honor and be a part of our service, that's fine. We thank you for being here today. Amen. Let me enjoy this so far. Say it. There is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his friends. Lay down his life for his friends. There's no greater love. That's the greatest sign of love. It's the most selfless service that someone can give. It's the most selfless service someone can give. Because when you do something for someone who has no ability to do in return for you, that's the greatest form of love that you'll ever show. That's the greatest form of love you'll show. Because now it's the most pure that it can be, because you're truly giving it from a heart of love and your care for them. Andrew, do you have that this morning's program that you could play? We have a local radio program. I want to share a portion of it, if it'll share. I'll keep talking until that can get that tuned up.
Thank you.
Previous song was by Jordan Lay, Gold Star sister, Sergeant Kenny J. Shaw. She wrote this song after he was killed in action in the war. And here's a statement from her YouTube posting of this song. You can go there and listen to it again. It's called Soldier, I Thank You. You can also download a copy of it, which I would encourage you to do. This is what she said. When our troops went overseas, the streets were filled with cars and trucks decorated with red, white, and blue. We were all cheering as if the troops were our favorite sports team. You could see signs across America that read, Go USA, and the American flag was selling out in stores everywhere. As American citizens, we have to admire the spirit and patriotism that was felt by our servicemen and women when they made the decision to serve this nation. They are America's finest, and we as American citizens are the beneficiaries of their decisions to protect us. We must continue to support them as we did when the war began. These men and women took on an oath to be the guardians of some of the greatest words ever written on paper, the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. In this civilized society, which is governed under our republic, if we want to bring about change, we simply go to the voting booth. We live in a nation where we can enjoy the freedom and the right to have our voices be heard.
This comes at a high price, which so many of our fellow Americans have paid, but we have forgotten. This is a time of great concern for all Americans. The thoughts and opinions of the American people are still split about this war. The fact remains that we are at war, and our armed forces are the brave men and women who have answered the call. Remember, our troops don't have the luxury of choosing the wars they will fight in, so we must not take for granted or misuse the American spirit that lives in them, because it is the same American spirit that lives in all of us. If you'd like to listen and see more videos like Soldier, I Thank You, this song is now available for download at www.cdbaby.com/CD/JordanLay1 for only $1.25. The song, Soldier, I Thank You, has been sent to the troops and their families throughout this country. Unfortunately, it is no longer in the budget to continue to send out CDs, but with your support, the goal will be met. That is to hear this song on every radio station in the country. Thank you for your support. From Jordan Lay, Soldier, I Thank You. Now, I would encourage you to go to YouTube. That's the easiest way to find it. And look up the song, Soldier, I Thank You. From there, they have a clickable link that you can go on their website and download this song. It's an awesome song in honor of those who have served. And now, I have a couple Gold Star dads who I've called and going to have them say something about their son. The first is Gold Star father, John Ellsworth. He's the father of Lance Corporal Justin Ellsworth, who was killed in action in Iraq in 2004.
On this Memorial Day, we honor our loved one, Justin Ellsworth, Lance Corporal of the United States Marine Corps. We miss you, and we love you, and everything we do, we live. Every day we live to honor you. Thank you.
My name is John Deering. I'm the father of Pirate First Class John W. Deering. Killed in action 11/21/2005. He is truly best. Very, very loving, caring kid. I do love him. I miss him dearly, and just wish he was here, but he died protecting our country. And
now I have a couple listeners who called in and expressed their appreciation for the troops who have served and given their lives.
I'm thankful for Memorial Day because it reminds me of my freedoms that I have and that I live in the United States of America and that we're the land of the free. And I'm very grateful to the families of those that have gone over and fought for my freedom so that I can sit here and talk to you all right now. I'm very grateful. And I thank the Lord that I live in a free country because of those that go and fight for me.
All right. I'm thankful for everyone that has served under the United States of America because our Constitution is based on God. And so most of us can assume that our cause is righteous. And so we can go into it with clarity of mind, clarity of purpose, and they all have. Most of them are willing warriors because they think we're in the right when they go. And that's what I want America to be, is in the right.
What Memorial Day means to me. It's a time that me as a citizen of the United States of America can express to the fallen soldiers, the men and women of our national defense teams, those that have given their life. It's a time that I can just show up and just say, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the freedom that I have. And I can come and stand here and just look at that monument that's put in your honor and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you were able to do, for all that you were willing to do in giving your ultimate so I can be here today.
Now let's read some scripture from God's Word that deals with showing honor where honor is due. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 and 6, tells a story of David when he was returning from battle. So David went out wherever Saul had sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul sent him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servant. Now it happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. All through history, men and women, when the troops return home, have danced in the street and said, welcome home. We've had periods of history in America where that didn't happen. And thank God those days are over. Never again will a generation of American citizens forsake a generation of great American warriors. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 13, verse 7, render therefore to all their due, fear to whom fear is due, honor to whom honor is due. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Verse 10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Romans chapter 2, verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to any nation, for there is no partiality with God. Honor is at the core of everything our God does. That's why it is so fitting and so proper and so right that on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember the sacrifice of those who have served this great nation and at some point raised their hand and made that oath that they would swear to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And to each of you who are veterans and those who are active duty, we say thank you for your service to this great nation and our Constitution. For those of you who've lost a loved one in war, any of our wars, you paid a price that we can never repay. We thank you for your service to this great nation. And may God bless you with healing and strength.
I'd like to pause for a moment and give you the phone dialing instructions again. Those of you that are Gold Star families, you don't have to be the mom or the dad, but you could be a brother, a sister. You might be the husband, the wife, your niece or nephew. If you've lost a family member in this war and it's affected you, you are welcome to call in. That number is 718-766-4744. And then push the 1 on your dial pad so that we can see you in our queue here. Know you're there. Our operator will come on and get your name from you, and then we'll go to you. We'll pause our other program that's playing and go to you. Say, honor where honor's due. That's what this is all about. Pastor, I've never seen anybody do this in church. I haven't either. How many of you know it doesn't matter whether or not you've seen it before? God, Isaiah said, God's doing a new thing. Even now, it will spring forth. How many of you glad we don't wear robes like Jesus' day? Anybody glad for that? I mean, Jesus' robe was pretty nice. They gambled over it, you know, when they at the cross, they gambled over it. So it was nice clothes. I don't mind. I like nice clothes. I mean, like nice clothes. I like nice clothes. But I'm glad I get to wear a suit with pantalones. Huh? Shoes and socks. Anybody like me that sandals just don't get it for you? Sandals just do not get it for me at all. You got to wear socks with them, and then it looks goofy. Anyways, 718-766-4744 is the number, and then click the 1 on the dial pad, and we'll come to you because we want to hear about your hero. Give us their name, their rank, their you know when they died, and we'll be glad to give you that time. All right, here we go. All right, here we don't go. Sounds like I'm back. Type me a message there. You know, as you can see, we are fine-tuning our program here. You know, I kind of enjoy having a live audience in church. How about you? Listen, you know, we got live people here. You know, people are here that are live. And I'd just soon be able to take the broadcast anywhere in the world that we can take it. How about you? You like that? I mean, this morning, I love technology. This morning, Pam's nephew let me know that they had pretty large hail on the flight line in Afghanistan. So I could pray for it right then. Isn't that interesting? You know? Brother Wayne, where were you at? Turkey? He was in Turkey. How long did it take to get information back home when you were there? Yes, sir. Probably a week. And I love this day because her nephew typed the message into his computer, and in the matter of seconds, it was from Afghanistan to my desk in West Branch, Michigan. Tell me if that isn't just an awesome way to do the work of God. Amen. Last night at late dark 30, I talked with my brother Mike Welch out in Oregon. Was able to record a statement from him and his mother that about her son and his brother. You ready? Here we go. The audio is ready. We're gonna continue now.
17 days of Hades. At the end of the first day, if anyone had told us we had to spend 17 days there, we would have folded our hands and said it could not have been done. One death particularly affected McRae, a young friend and former student, Lieutenant Alexis Helmer of Ottawa, had been killed by shellburst on 2 May 1915. Lieutenant Helmer was buried later that day in the little cemetery outside McRae's dressing station, and McRae had performed the funeral ceremony in the absence of the chaplain. The next day, sitting on the back of an ambulance parked near the dressing station, just a few hundred yards north, McRae vented his anguish by composing a poem. The major was no stranger to writing, having authored several medical texts besides dabbling in poetry. In the nearby cemetery, McRae could see the wild poppies that sprang up in the ditches in part of Europe, and he spent 20 minutes of precious rest time scribbling 15 lines of verse in a notebook. A young soldier watched him write it. Cyril Allison, a 22-year-old sergeant major, was delivering that mail that day when he spotted McRae. The major looked up as Allison approached, then went on writing while the sergeant major stood there quietly. His face was very tired but calm as he wrote, Allison recalled. He looked from time to time, his eyes straying to Helmer's grave. When McRae finished 5 minutes later, he took his mail from Allison and, without saying a word, handed his pad to the young NCO. Allison was moved by what he read. The poem was exactly an exact description of the scene in front of us both. He used the word blow in that line because the poppies actually were being blown that morning by a gentle east wind. It never occurred to me at that time that it would never be published. It seemed to be just an exact description of the scene. In fact, it was very nearly not published. Dissatisfied with it, McRae tossed the poem away, but a fellow officer retrieved it and sent it to the newspapers in England. The Spectator in London rejected it, but Punch published it on 8 December 1915. And here's the poem. In Flanders Field, Lieutenant Colonel John McRae. In Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw a sunset glow. loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders Field. It's important that each of us go and decorate the graves of those who've served, because it is a very important part of what happens here in America. I want to remind you that the National Memorial Day Concert will be happening Sunday evening, 8 p.m., on your local PBS station. It's a very, very amazing concert. And this is from their webpage. Each year, the National Memorial Day Concert presents a unique program honoring the valor and patriotism of Americans who have served our country in times of conflict. The show pays tribute to their sacrifices, as well as those of their families and loved ones. There are more than 67,000 homeless veterans in America. Veterans become homeless for many reasons: financial trouble, lack of support, a safety net, or compounded by the psychological condition many veterans face. Around 400,000 have reported traumatic brain injuries, while at least 200,000 veterans have reported the post-traumatic stress symptoms. These conditions, which are not always diagnosed, frequently lead to substance abuse and make it more difficult for veterans to find a job or keep a job, especially in a difficult economy. Almost half of all the homeless veterans in America fought in Vietnam. But there are as many as 20,000 vets who have returned from Iraq and Afghanistan and have become homeless in the past 5 years, including women veterans with children, and the number is increasing. So once again, I remind you, the National Memorial Day Concert will be tonight, Sunday, at 8 o'clock on PBS. It is worth your time to sit and watch it. The stories are amazing. And now I'd like to take a moment to remind us that right here in West Branch, where 105.5 is located, we'll be having a Memorial Day ceremony. The parade begins at 11 downtown, and we'd love to have you out. And then there's always a ceremony that happens afterwards, and there's some songs that sung. We have a prayer, and then they're going to read the names of all the veterans from our county who have passed. They lay a wreath and have a rifle salute and taps. It's a very good time to come out and to show your honor and respect for those that have served. And we welcome you to be there. I will be there on that day. I want to remind each of us as American civilians that it is our duty and our patriotic responsibility to care for those who have borne the battle, to use the words of Abraham Lincoln. It is important that each of us in our local communities gather together to support and strengthen each of these men and women who are serving in this current conflict we have right now. It's important that when they come home, that we celebrate their homecoming. It's important that we be their friend and hold up their hands and strengthen them. It's important that we never forget the sacrifice that is being made. Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you. Jesus Christ, He died for your sins. And the American soldier who signed his name on a line and was willing to give up to and including his life, if necessary, to defend our Constitution. Jesus should be worshipped. The American veteran should be thanked for his service. Let's make West Branch a great place for veterans. Watch for their caps and their...
Okay, next thing's coming up is our closing prayer, and we'll save our closing prayer for the end. At this point, I would like us to got a song here that is a country song that was written about love, and you'll remember it from "Touched by an Angel." But I think it's very appropriate in honor of our Gold Star families and all that they do. So at this time, I'm going to play that. Can I just hit play here? Testify to Love. It's in the queue there.
All the colors of...
It's all right. Here we go. We know you, each of you Gold Star families, are expressing your love to your loved one today that's in heaven. And we play this in honor of that love. And we know the love that your family member would be sharing with you. Testing 1, 2, 3. Here it comes. How many of you enjoyed the Touched by an Angel program? I did too. How many enjoy having an angel help you every now and then? I do too. I think it's pretty amazing how the angels have gotten involved. And if you've never read the book, we have one available here. It's called Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. It's amazing stories of what's gone on in battle, how God's taken care of the troops and that. It's an awesome book. Talks about, you know, how God continually has protected the troops and taken care of them. And where are we at back there, guys?
Every dream that reaches out to find a love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to tell. Every hammer reaches out to
All right. That's in honor of those of you that have lost a loved one today. We honor you and your family, and we declare God's blessing on you. One of our close friends in the ministry here, Brother Mike Welch, I want to give honor to his brother, who was killed in the Beirut bombing of the embassy. And that's Chief Warrant Officer 2, Kenneth V. Welch, lived from 1951 to 1984. He was killed in that bombing. We honor you today, Kenneth, and your family. And I see we've got Mike and Rosa and Mike's mama are listening today. We honor you for your service to our country. And, you know, if it wasn't for great men like Kenneth, where would we be as a nation? How about a big amen from all of our people here? Amen. Well, we still have about 25 minutes here. 718-766-4744. 718-766-4744. Push the 1 on your dial pad. If you're a Gold Star family and would like to say something about your family member, meant to declare their name, their rank, where they were serving, and your favorite statement about them, we welcome you to be a part of this here today. And it's what we do. I totally enjoy doing this because it was something that my parents instilled in me. How many of your parents instilled within you the desire to honor our troops, and you were a very honorable person? My mom and dad did to me. We're the kind of family that chased the National Guard down I-75 so we could wave out the window and honk. And all of us kids, I remember being in the car saluting the troops. And, you know, I always wanted my dad to drive by real slow because he could see them big pieces of equipment and tanks and everything. And, you know, what an honor now to be a part of so many of them, and to know the family, and, you know, be a part of what's going on now. You know, never served, but that's all right. I'll serve doing this. How about you? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. That's good. Give them a round of applause. That's fine. Now, I want to say again here, we talked about a little earlier, but I want to remind you that tonight at 8 o'clock on your local PBS station will be the National Memorial Day Concert. If you've never taken the time to watch that, I encourage you to do so. It's held in Washington, D.C. Many of the Gold Star families will be there. The music is absolutely amazing. It's at 8 o'clock, and you get to watch the sunset as it's there. They're telling the story today about the Korean War, the Greatest Generation, our World War II veterans. And then they're telling the story of two brothers who joined the National Guard at the same time. And then both of them were deployed into battle. And they're going to tell their story tonight. And it's going to be one of those things that you remember. Colonel Colin Powell is one of the hosts, and he'll be talking about it. And then they're going to talk about PTSD a little bit. And that's at 8 o'clock tonight, Sunday, May 26th, and your local PBS station. Now, I don't know what channel that is on cable or what channel it is on the local channels. You know the local channels, PBS, out of Mount Pleasant? I think it's 19 or something, local channel. I think that's what it is. If you can get the local channel, and I don't know what that is on the cable. You can get it on cable, though, can't you? Yeah, somewhere there. Anyways, get on there and start looking about 8 o'clock, and you'll thoroughly enjoy it. I didn't even know there was one until last year. And then someone that has become close to me throughout this time in the Patriot Guard and these wars was going to be honored. So it was time to get there and partake of it. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're going to roast hot dogs tonight, roast them early. That's at 8 o'clock on tonight, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Those of you on the West Coast, that would be 5 o'clock, and that'll be a blessing to you. Now, don't forget the Memorial Day Parade tomorrow here at 11 o'clock in West Branch. And then after the Memorial Day Parade is a Memorial Day ceremony where we read that where they read the names of all of the veterans who have died in the last year from our county. A very honorable situation. They have a couple songs that will be sung. And then I'm going to be giving the speech tomorrow at the Memorial Day ceremony. So I'd like to see each of you there, my supporters in the crowd, and be a part. Those of you that listen by the radio, if you can be there, we'd be glad to see you. We'd love to see you. And if I don't know you, come up to me afterwards and shake my hand because I want to meet you. And if you're a veteran or serving in the military, we want to say thank you to you by looking you right in the eye and being a part of that with you. Amen. Now, let's talk about something else here for a little bit because, you know, how many of you have heard the statement, bring our troops home now? How many agree with that, bring the troops home now? Amen. No more. We need no more casualties. We need no more of these wars. They've gone on long enough. The price has been paid. The work has been done, and it's time for these situations to come to a close, and not for political reason. Can I get an amen from somebody? Not to further the Democrats or the Republicans. Our troops should not be political pawns in the hand of any politician. So, now I'm not being political here. This is I refuse to be political in the pulpit. Tried it once, didn't like it. Okay? Well, maybe twice I tried it. I don't know. Maybe even 3 times. But anyways, it doesn't work. That's not what the pulpit's for. My wife, most valuable person in my life, told me that it was probably 15 or 20 times. How many know that wives know the truth? And they don't let you forget it. But I have a beautiful, wonderful wife. I tell you, now I've forgotten what I was going to say. Does anybody remember where I was at and where I was going here? Politics. Bring our troops home. Everybody say it. Bring our troops home. Bring our troops home. Now listen, why are you going to talk about it, Pastor? Because I think I heard President Obama say the end of 2014 was when the troops are going to all be home. Something like that, I remember. But like I said, I quit worried about that. Because this isn't about President Obama. This is about you and I, the American people, saying there's enough. They've got enough. We've trained them enough. They know enough. It's already enough. Bring our troops home. Do you know who's greater than President Obama? The Lord God Almighty. Right? How many of you ever seen the Lord God Almighty get involved? The scripture says in Chronicles, if my people, say it, that's you and I. That's you and I. If my people will humble themselves and pray. Prayer in itself is humility. But it's not, I'm so humble, broke, busted, and disgusted. No, it's just the action of humbling yourself to say, I need your help, God Almighty. That's the humility word. So the scripture in 2 Chronicles says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that God will, he'll hear us in heaven, and he'll forgive and heal our land. Amen? God can cause things to happen so the troops come home. Amen? Pray this prayer with me, Lord Jesus, by all of your power and all of your infinite wisdom, bring our troops home now successfully, safely, and completely, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No more casualties. Pastor, is it right to pray that? Most certainly it's right to pray that. Every single day, bring our troops home now, and no more casualties. It's proper to pray that. It is what causes things to happen, right? I want to recount a battle that took place in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles 20:20. If you want to see a very awesome 2020 program, you know, like the one on TV, this one won't be in video form, but go to 2 Chronicles 20:20 and see what happened there when God got involved. Because the Israel was being attacked by the enemy. They did not know what to do. They went to the prophet of the Lord and said, "What do we do?" And they prayed. Say it. Humbled themselves. And then they prayed. And God said, put the singers out front. Now, if you were going into combat and your duty was the singers. Yeah. How many of you like to watch the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine band? You like them bands? I love them because they're precise, accurate, excellent, and effective, man. I love to watch them. But back in the day, you had the fife and the drum, and they went out with the troops and beat the drum, and that's how you marched out, and that was the way it was. That's not as much what happens. They don't put a trumpet in every helicopter that leaves today from one of the bases in Afghanistan. But think about this battle plan that God said, put the singers out front. Can you imagine being the first tenor, first chair? Woo, Lord, I'm up front. And then God said, and tell them to begin to worship and praise me in the beauty of my holiness. And so they did that. How many know hearing the message of God was one thing, but doing it is another situation. Say it with me. Our leaders are going to do what's right no matter what because we trust in God. Because we trust in God. Amen. God's not dead. His voice is still heard in this nation and in the halls of Washington, D.C. They're not so big that they're beyond God's help. Anyways, those singers went out and began to praise the Lord, and God confused the enemy. Say it. Confuse our enemy, Lord. May they attack themselves. See, that Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So as much as you pray for our troops to be successful, pray for confusion to hit our enemy so that they can't stand against it. Amen? And God's blessing will be there. Well, I like the next part of that story because it says they were 3 days carrying away the spoil. How many know that's a lot of spoil? That's a lot of spoil. There wasn't just, 15 or 20 troops that went out that day. There were thousands of troops that went out against God's enemy that day. And it still took them 3 days to carry home all the stuff. Let's ask an interesting question. Why did the enemy have all their stuff with them? Who knows? That's right, so that Israel could carry it home and be blessed. I'm serious about this. You can call it politics, but I'm going to call it wisdom. There's no reason that we delivered Iraq from Saddam Hussein's horrible, fearful grip and that war's not been paid for with their oil. Hello. You can say whatever you want. That's not political. That's just intelligent. Amen? Okay, enough of that. Say it. Bring our troops home. Bring our troops home. Listen, bring our troops home from every place where they don't want us. Amen? You're going to vote against us in the UN? We're bringing our troops home. Deal with your own battles. You'll be glad that the peacemakers were there for you. Amen? And may America never surrender one base to any foolish person, any foolish nation ever again. May we always be strong on this earth. May our allies stand with us and we be strong on this earth. Amen? Amen. I tell you, the problem we have, if we're not careful, folks, and I'm watching, if you're a Gold Star family and you still want to call, please call. We welcome you. But I'm watching. prophecy's already laid out. You don't have to wonder what's going to go on. Prophecy's laid out. God is going to do his work. It's already been prophesied. You don't have to wonder. All you got to do is read, man, and you'll see what God's going to do in these end times, because he laid it out very clearly. And it doesn't matter whether you like Israel or not. God likes Israel. Huh? It doesn't matter if you think Israel should be upright. God's chosen people is Israel. You and I, as Gentile nations, those that were born outside of being a Jew, we have access to every promise of God that he made to the children of Israel by faith through his grace. This isn't some weird Baptist religion, man. This is God gave you access to be one of the promised chosen children of Israel by faith through his grace that he gave to you when he died on the cross. That's what Easter's all about. Think about it, man. You have access. One brother said to me, he said, I've often thought if all those people over there attack Israel, I'm going. He said, I'll get a one-way ticket to Israel and say, I might be an old guy, I might not be too strong, but sit me on top of the hill and just don't let me run out of ammunition. I'll shoot until the thing barrel melts or the enemy comes and finds me, but I'm going to defend God's people if I can get over there and defend them. Say it, defend them with your faith. See, the Bible says to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that whole deal over there, it's written in prophecy what's coming. It's written. Russia's coming in from the north. When she does, she's going to get a thorough Holy Spirit butt-kicking. God's going to wipe it out. And when it happens, folks, you and I are going to be found in a different location. All that's another teaching. We're talking about bring our troops home. Amen? Bring our troops home, Lord. Bring our troops home as God wants them, you know, as God sees fit. And man, I told that story about Second Chronicles to let you know when God gets involved, the enemy gets defeated before the men even get there. I like it when that happens. Amen. They're you know, remember Tim, the guy that came and talked to us that one time about being in Iraq there, and he spent about an hour and a half with us that day sharing with us about his time, his tour deployment over there. But he was in their base was where there was a power plant there in Iraq. And inside that base was the power plant that provided power to that whole part of the city. And so it was heavily fortified, you know, because you got to protect that, because Americans, we like power. How many like power? How many like to be able to flip the switch and the power come on? Yeah, that's the way it is. And so we want that ability. But, you know, dictators, they don't like you to have power. They give you power whenever they want you to have power. All right. Anyways, we kept praying for protection for him. For that whole year he's deployed, our church prayed protection over him. We prayed that they would have eyes to see and ears to hear and be able to do things beyond their basic human understanding. And one day they were coming back into the base, and he said there was a 55-gallon drum sitting right there outside the base. And he said none of us had seen it there any other day. But he said all of a sudden you had to realize that thing's been sitting there longer than one day, that, you know, just by the fact there was no tracks around it that were fresh and everything. And it was a 55-gallon drum full of explosives with a tripwire that was designed to go off. And it didn't. Huh? Yeah, that's God. That's how our God works. That's how our God works. That's how he works. And may God give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And may we never fail. You know, it's an interesting place as citizens, because we got to be bold. Yes, protect our borders, and yet we got to also say, bring our troops home, right? Protect our borders, but bring the troops home. And bless and help and strengthen every Gold Star family. Heal every wounded troop, whether it's in their spirit, their soul, or their body, and may their lives be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. How many of you with me? Well, here we go. We've got about 10 more minutes of our program, so that's about all much time we have left for the rest of our service. So here's what I want you to do. At this time, we're going to receive our communion elements. I'm going to say my closing prayer, and we should be done right at the top of the hour. So those of you that are with us, we ask you to come forward. We're going to receive our communion elements together. Those of you that are at home, if you've never received communion by the radio, that's all right. Run and get some grape juice and get you a piece of bread and be a part of our communion service, because Jesus said, as often as we do this, to do this in remembrance of his work. Amen? And so here at our church, we believe the word often means all the time. And as one of God's servants, as a priest of the Lord, however you want me to be called, I receive communion elements with the people of our church every time we come together. We're not Catholic. We're not Baptist. We're not anything, just good Christians. And all over this world today, there'll be people receiving the communion elements. They'll be receiving the cup of juice will be different, wine, the piece of bread will be different, crackers, whatever. But we're going to receive this. For each of you Gold Star families that would be listening to this, I pray the healing power of Almighty God gets involved in your life right now. Pray his healing power gets involved. And that wound, because this is a wound in your spirit, that wound will be healed by the work of Calvary that Jesus did. By that work, we join you. We ask you to join us and take part now. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I don't know where everybody's listening from, Lord. But I know that you, just like you're here, your presence is here, you're right there in their home with them right now. Whether or not they've got grape juice and a piece of bread or a cracker, I pray that the manifest presence of Almighty God would fill that room where they're sitting right now. I boldly declare your presence within the sound of my voice. Your presence, Jesus. Your body was broken so that ours would not be. Your body was broken so that ours would be made whole. You were a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and I bind grief in the lives of these families. And that wherever there's mourning, there will also be blessing, because that's what our Lord and Savior Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are they that mourn, for they'll be comforted. We receive these elements now in the name of Jesus. Everybody pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I look at my own life and I know I need you in every area. In the areas I understand, in the areas I don't understand, where I feel successful and where I feel I fail. Forgive me, Lord. Empower me to live for you. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. Spirit, soul, and body. Mind, will, and emotion. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Every joint supplying. In my body. In this body. In the body of Christ. Within our stewardship. And right in this community. In Jesus' name. Let's receive the bread together. We know the Bible teaches us that you're the bread of life. We receive it, Jesus. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. We receive this from you, Lord. Receive our prayer. Pray this prayer with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. By the blood of Jesus, I have access to come boldly to the throne of grace, where I find grace to help in my time of need. By the blood of Jesus, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, I purge my conscience and make my robes white, so that I will be the glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish when you come for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the juice together. And now let's say a prayer for our men and women serving. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray right now for every single troop that's deployed, wherever they are around this world. You know where they are, Lord. I don't know. I don't know every nation, but you do, and I pray for strength for them. I pray, Lord, that they make a connection with the faith side of their life, the God side of their life, and that you speak to them there wherever they are. Not religion, not churchianity, but God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, that they come in contact with you, O Lord. I pray, Father, that you would protect them, keep them safe. As we say, bring them home. Give our leaders wisdom. Give our chaplains wisdom. Give them strength. Give them the power of your Holy Spirit to lead our troops and to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Lord, I pray for those that have come home wounded, those that have lost a limb, those that have lost an eye, an ear, their body is burned or mangled. In the name of Jesus, I declare restoration be yours. Because he come to restore that which the devil has tried to take. Our enemy is a thief, and he wants to steal. We don't let you steal. We declare supernatural strength, boldness and courage into our wounded like never before. Those that are battling with PTSD, we declare the angels of the Lord surround and protect them. That the angels bring good, awesome, believing people that will help them make a connection with our God wherever they are. I pray this in the name of Jesus. For our Gold Star families, I stand on your word, Lord, that says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Comfort be yours today by the awesome word of God. And by the power of his wonderful Holy Spirit, I say this in Jesus' name. I pray for the wives, for the husbands, for the children, for the mothers, the fathers, the aunts, the uncles, the brothers, the sisters. However they're affected, Lord. The brothers in arms. I bind the spirit that tries to destroy brothers in arms because they have survivor's guilt. I declare you will tell the story. You will tell the story, and you'll do so boldly and with the courage of Almighty God. As you have survived, you will declare the story of these men and women that have given their life because God has given you that assignment. I declare, Lord, within the sound of my voice, every person that's here today, within the sound of my voice, that there is strength and help and blessing in their lives, wherever they are, whatever they're in. Whatever's going on. Lord, there's some that have lost a loved one that wasn't in battle, but their heart is hurting. I declare healing to that heart because that's what you said. And I stand boldly on it. And I know that as we boldly speak your word and reach forth our hand to bless, that signs and wonders will be done and your name will be lifted up and people's lives will be changed. We expect to hear. We declare we will hear testimonies of the blessing of God from this service today and this time of honoring our troops, Memorial Day 2013. We ask this in the mighty, powerful, awesome, wonderful, holy name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive this prayer of blessing that we pray for you every time we come to the house of the Lord.
Hope that you've enjoyed this message today. My prayer for your life and family is that since you're an heir of salvation, the angels of the Lord will minister to you every day of your life.